You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shulman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about the link between low stomach acid and Hashimoto's. Of the various symptoms of hypothyroidism and the autoimmune disease Hashimoto's, digestive symptoms are some of the most prevalent. Most commonly, people with thyroid disorders experience constipation and unwanted weight gain. Understanding that the thyroid and stomach are closely linked helps to further understand why some of these digestive issues occur in hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's patients. Let's talk about the physiology of the stomach for a moment. Your stomach is a hollow organ that's part of the gastrointestinal system. Food is transported to the stomach from the esophagus and goes through various enzymatic reactions to prepare it for the next phase of the digestive process. It's important to understand that one of the stomach's physiologic functions is to create an environment where the ingested food can be safely acted on by enzymes and an acidic environment. The stomach organ comprises four regions, with the wall of the stomach consisting of four different tissue layers. The surface cells are mucosal cells, which are mucus-producing cells that help to create a barrier from its acidic environment. Deeper in the stomach is the specialized cells, including the parietal cells. These cells are responsible for secreting gastric acid, hydrochloric acid, also known as HCl, into the lumen of the stomach. Hydrochloric acid, in its simplest forms, helps to create an acidic environment that further helps to break down and process the absorption of nutrients, specifically proteins, in the small intestine. In an average person, 3 to 4 liters of gastric juice are produced every day. Aside from being used to break down food, it's also used to kill off unwanted bacteria. The secretion of this acid is regulated by the vagus nerve, which is why stress can often cause uncomfortable digestive issues. Cue butterflies in your stomach. What does it mean to have low stomach acid? Well, low or lack of stomach acid is also known as hypochlorhydria, and that simply means that the stomach is not producing enough hydrochloric acid. When the stomach is not able to properly produce it, it can lead to nutritional deficiencies such as vitamin B12, iron, calcium, and magnesium deficiencies. These and other common nutrients are some that people with hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's tend to be deficient in, making the connection between the stomach and the thyroid even more prevalent. In addition to nutritional deficiencies, hypochlorhydria can cause constipation, bloating, burping, passing gas, fatigue, weakness, memory loss, heartburn, intestinal infections, nausea when taking supplements, and undigested food in your stool. These symptoms can also be common symptoms of hypothyroidism. So Hashimoto's and gastric disorders, such as low stomach acid, are associated with each other. Hashimoto's is linked to gastric disorders in about 10 to 40% of patients, and 40% of patients with gastritis also present with Hashimoto's. But which comes first, or which causes the other? Since thyroid hormones act on nearly every organ in the body, the stomach is not spared. When there are disturbances or imbalances in thyroid function, it can have numerous effects on the gastrointestinal system as well. The condition of low stomach acid and thyroid hormones play a crucial role in hydrochloric acid secretion. That's why hypothyroidism can end up leading to hypochlorhydria or achlorhydria. So conventionally, the use of proton pump inhibitors, or PPI drugs, has been the mainstay in treating stomach-related symptoms such as GERD and gastritis, which affect over a third of adults in the United States. While they do offer relief of some symptoms long-term, these therapies are not effective. PPIs, specifically when used long-term, can lead to poor absorption of vitamin B12, and deficiency of this vitamin is a common symptom of both hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's. In addition, PPIs can negatively affect your ability to absorb your thyroid hormone replacement medication. Some more functional approaches can include looking at what the underlying cause might be, such as nutrient deficiencies or an overgrowth of unwanted bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract. Some people find that taking hydrochloric acid supplements with meals can help to digest food and gradually increases your stomach's inventory of the acid. If you're someone who suffers from acid reflux or heartburn, here are some natural remedies that can help ease the existing symptoms. First, eat in a relaxed state. Take a few deep belly breaths before you begin eating, as this will calm the nervous system and support the vagus nerve. You'll want to chew your food thoroughly before swallowing. We are all so quick to take our food down as fast as possible and move on to the next thing or distract ourselves while we're eating. What would happen if you treated eating as an activity unto itself? See it as a meditation and eat slowly, thoughtfully, and mindfully, and notice how much better you feel when you're doing that. You can also eat more ginger. Ginger is known for its anti-inflammatory properties and is supportive at reducing inflammation from low stomach acid. You can steep it in a tea or incorporate fresh ginger into your cooking in stews, soups, or stir fry, or take ginger as a supplement. You also can eat more foods with zinc. The stomach uses zinc to help produce hydrochloric acid, making it essential for those with stomach acid. Foods such as oysters, beef, beans, nuts, and seeds all provide a well-rounded amount of zinc. Finally, you can drink marshmallow root tea. Marshmallow helps to soothe the digestive tract and relieve symptoms of acid reflux and heartburn. Other helpful ingredients are aloe vera, which you can add to smoothies or even drink on its own. So here's a quick note from Paloma. It can be overwhelming knowing that thyroid symptoms can also be a singular issue all on their own. Here's a quick note from Paloma. Symptoms such as acid reflux and heartburn that are resulting from low stomach acid are uncomfortable and they can disrupt your day. If you're experiencing symptoms like this, we recommend you work with a great Paloma healthcare practitioner who can help you address the issue from the root. So that's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code podcast. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Shulman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.